Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
And that is really what the core of Sing to Succeed is. It is unique among many of the Children's Trust funded programs for out of school time, and the fact that it is not a standalone just for ECT children. It's part of a larger program that's been going on for over three decades, where singers who qualify for the Escambia Children's Trust are part and integrated into a larger program with 250 other kids from across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
This is Alex Gardner, who is the Children's Chorus Executive Director, and he's talking about a particular program, Sing to Succeed, at the Escambia Children's Trust meeting. And I wanted to highlight this because we haven't done a lot of talking about the Escambia Children's Trust except in sort of broad strokes. You know, are they succeeding? Are they not succeeding? What about the money that the Escambia County Commission is trying to, you know, has taken back from them to use for its own purposes, you know, all that. But one of the neat things about the Children's Trust is hearing from entities who are doing amazing things. And just to realize that, you know, we talk about the problems in our world and what's wrong with society and who's being stupid today. And, you know, there's plenty of targets, right? I just wanted to focus on at least one that's really doing some great things. And I love that he took the time to explain it to the Children's Trust.
Beauty of what the Sing to Succeed does is it exposes kids of all walks of life to people who are outside of their lived experience. And that allows opportunity to see themselves a little bit differently. That expands their view of themselves and what their future can be. And that's really important and a central tenet of what Sing to Succeed is.
Okay, so we're talking about Children's Chorus and Sing to Succeed. Sing to Succeed, as I understand it, is a portion of Children's Chorus where they're getting, you know, kids from bad zip codes. Okay, they're deliberately trying to get people into Children's Chorus who would not otherwise be participants, whether because of cost or transportation or whatever. Okay, kids who need the benefit of expanded horizons, expanded experience, right? That's kind of the idea of it, at least as I understand. And let's try to, you know, get them into a different kind of culture, a different kind of learning opportunity, a performance and, you know, musicality-based arts environment where they can gain some of the skills that they're not otherwise gaining, right? That's the idea.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I am very aware of some comments that have been made not in with these people, but perhaps in this room about the question of why programs like the Pensacola Children's Chorus and other arts programs are a part of the Escambia Children's Trust. And to tackle that a little bit, I want to look a little bit at what our mission is.
So what are they trying to accomplish through the Children's Chorus? Because you might just think, and by the way, this is not only Children's Chorus, because some of this stuff is going to apply across other domains as well. But I have him in front of me, and so I wanted to share this with you, because this is really important.
As adults, we are, after all adults in the room, we filter our experience through the eyes that we see now, of course. And as adults, including myself, I look at the arts in one way as a means of entertainment. And that is a very big part of what the Pensacola Children's Chorus and Arts Programs are. We engage our community through inspirational musical experiences. If you have been around Pensacola for a while, which all of you have, we perform at the Sanger. We've been performing for decades. And performance is a really important part of what we do, but that is not the core of what we do. Performance is just the vehicle that we use to get to the core of what we actually do, which is to foster the personal and social growth of our singers.
I loved what he said at the beginning. As adults, we tend to think about something like Children's Chorus as an entertainment thing. We tend to think of arts as an entertainment thing. We tend to think of the opera or the symphony, and we have symphony tickets to give away, so we'll get to that. But we tend to think of a lot of these things, or I'll apply this in a completely different way. We tend to think about sport as an entertainment thing. What we maybe don't think about often enough is the value of those endeavors to the children who participate in them, quite apart from the value of learning how to catch and throw a ball, quite apart from learning how to read sheet music, quite apart from learning how to, you know, present yourself on stage so that you can speak in such a way that the audience understands your words as you're engaging in a piece of drama. Those are, yeah, skills that matter. But it's all the other stuff, the teamwork, the opportunity for correction, for self-development, for getting pride in a skill. There are so many other pieces that don't get measured on a standardized test that you need to become an adult. And as adults who have had a pretty good grounding in most of that stuff, it's really easy to take for granted that kids are just getting that stuff. Or that, you know, when you've had a thing, you don't think about what it's like to not have that thing. Okay, if you've ever not had money, then you're much more aware of what it's like to be poor. Okay, but I'll just, for me, I've never not had education. And I've never not had exposure to the arts. I've never not had exposure to public speaking. I've never not had exposure to logic and reasoning. I've never not had exposure to interpersonal reality. Okay, there's a lot of things I've never not had. Okay, sports, even though I didn't play a lot of them, I played a lot of them, just not necessarily. Okay, if that's your experience, it's easy to take those things for granted because you had them. That's what, by the way, when liberals and woke folks talk about privilege, that's kind of what they're talking about a little bit. So you take for granted that somebody ought to understand the value of those things. You take for granted because you had them. But then when you think about how life-changing it can be for a kid who grows up in an environment where a lot of those things are missing, to then go into children's chorus and all the different kinds of things that they're going to get by being in children's chorus that will produce a better human being, that's what he's trying to get you to think about. And he's completely right. I'll come back to this in a second because this is such an important thing. That's why I wanted to share it with you. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents still on the big board to let you know about, but we are seeing some delays if you're on I-10 eastbound headed toward Highway 29. Once you get through that construction zone, you're just going to see a minor delay after that. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Highway 29 all the way to 9 Mile, you see some delays there, maybe a 5-10 minute delay. On that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, particularly selling these days, you want to know what's normal. I mean, a lot of times people will, as buyers, they'll make demands on you, and you don't know if that's right. You don't know if that's normal. You know, I want you to replace that roof. I want you to replace that water heater. I want you to replace the air conditioning. And you're like, what? Well, okay, insurance companies are actually demanding some of that stuff these days. And for example, knowing whether it's normal to replace a 7-year-old roof or a 12-year-old roof or a 15-year-old roof in order to get a sale, that's a good thing to know. Well, a good real estate agent's going to know that because somebody like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they know what the market's doing, not just in terms of rates and amounts and, you know, interest and competition and, you know, all that, but even in terms of how the changes of insurance in Florida are affecting the home selling and buying process, because they definitely are. So ask them your questions. They'll help you understand how to answer those questions and even help ask other ones as well that you might not have thought of that are going to be important for you long term, because it's a big decision. You want to get a professional to help you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Back to Alex Gardner from the Children's Chorus. He was presenting at the Escambia Children's Trust talking about why the program, okay, Sing to Succeed, is so important. And I really appreciate that they took some time to do a couple of these programs, because it's just it's a great reminder of a lot of things. And him explaining how much this can mean in a child's life, especially a child who doesn't have access to a lot of this stuff ever, how much difference that can make, I thought it was just inspiring.
We have the data that proves that the kids who go through our program, regardless of their walk of life, gain essential life skills that help them grow into successful adults. The nucleus of what we do at the Children's Chorus is this personal and social growth of our singers. Through this and through our program of Sing to Succeed, we emphasize life skills, and specifically soft skills, which are responsibility, accountability, independence, confidence, empathy, and teamwork. These are things that can only be developed in very specific settings. It's really hard to do that in an academic classroom where you're only focused on your one grade and your one performance on that standardized test and the collaborative environment that the performing arts provide, we're able to nuance this a little bit more. And what's great is that it's inherently built in. And so we have a lot of success in that.
So not just the numerical evidence, but the idea that you're teaching people or you're giving them a milieu, a domain, an environment within which they can experience and be cultivated and develop human skills that will translate across the board to no matter what they do. Aside from just the kind of hope aspect of it, you know, seeing a different way of life, getting outside of the often very dreary, often very repressive feel of living in an impoverished community. It just is. It's, you know, if you've never lived in any kind of, you know, poverty or lack, or especially, you know, even worse, it's just, it's heavy. It's heavy in a way that's hard to explain to people who haven't experienced it. You know, like I remember there was a time when I don't think I've told this story before, but it's just, this is a very brief story about a girl that I had in my class when I was in college, when I was teaching. And that's a pretty heavy story. Her mom was selling her. As a college student, her mom was selling her, okay, to different men. And, you know, she didn't know where she was going to live and any different, because she'd be sent out to all these different places. And like, oh my God. Yeah. Well, but she was also an Olympic caliber athlete, like had the capacity to compete in the Olympics, but for this one thing, you know, over here that her mom's a total criminal, evil, wicked, you know, like that's the kind of stuff that not everybody deal, but that's the kind of stuff that some people deal with. And I'm not saying that, you know, putting a 12-year-old in children's chorus is going to cure all, but how will they ever get out? You know, if they don't, the stuff that some people deal with is unimaginable stuff, and the heaviness and darkness of it is something that I think children's chorus is really, and not just children's chorus, this is why when Chip Simmons talks about sports and, you know, the value of youth football, and, you know, like there's so many different ways to fix this, and they're all important.
I'm grateful to say that it's working. 85% of our singers feel a sense of belonging, 90% feel that they could positively contribute to our community, 95% develop better friendships, 85% feel better about themselves, 95% feel good about how they perform, 95% feel more confident in themselves. Now, these are not markers on a standardized test, but the arts aren't standardized, so we don't fit into that mold.
That's a great
However,
point.
The things that we teach are skills that transcend the classroom. They carry us through all stages of our lives. They don't they're not exclusive to one profession. They're not exclusive to one path to career. They are exclusive only to our ability to harness them to garner success for ourselves and the rest of our lives.
And again, part of the reason I mentioned this, because I thought it was so great just hearing from them and thinking about the value that, you know, the Scambia Children's Trust has gotten a lot of criticism, but they have also produced, you know, what, first time we don't have failing schools. I mean, and why? Because it's finally starting to pay off. The whole patchwork quilt of programs is finally starting to show results. And this is just one slice of that. But, you know, I take it for granted. I was actually listening to him talk about this, and I was thinking back to, you know, I was in church choir, and I was in, you know, tech crew on the plays and in the plays, and I played sports and, you know, in debate club. And I remember at one point in, you know, like grade school, you know, we had music class, and she took some of us on the music class to go sing at some restaurant somewhere. I'm like, oh my God, I think about that these days. And I'm like, oh my God, that was probably really good for me. You know, all of that stuff. You don't think about how it benefited you, but if you didn't have it, how much different would you be today? And so what they're trying to do, not just through this one program, but through a wide variety of programs, is, you know, give that to kids who might not otherwise have it. 437-1620, so good work, and not just them, but again, I'm trying to include a lot of other groups in this praise, but it's really refreshing to kind of hear some of this stuff be talked about, and, you know, that's how you fix it. You know, there's a lot of things it takes to make a culture work, and that's part of how you continue to make it better. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, speaking of making things better, improving people, giving them education, Pensacola State, great resource for changing careers, learning a new skill, just getting some personal enrichment. You know, I talk about, you know, taking an astronomy class or a literature class or a physics class or, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of things that you can do there. Or get a new career. Or if you're in dual enrollment, or if you're in high school and you want to do dual enrollment, of course, you can get college credit while you're in high school. My kids did this, all three of them. One is and two already did with a year and a half of university credit when they went there. Or you get a degree. I mean, they have all kinds of degree programs you can get at PSC. So I know my family personally, we have endorsed PSC, love what they do. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about on Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road. There's no roadblock, but I'm starting to see just some minor delays there. Also checking in on I-10, starting to see some backup due to congestion from Pine Forest all the way down to Highway 29. Again, that's I-10 eastbound through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Paul's Hardware has been honored to be nominated for Best Hardware Store by Best of the Bay 2024. They want to thank their hardworking staff as well as their loyal customer base and remind you they offer a great knife selection as well as an amazing variety of wind chimes and gifts. Paul's Hardware, 6606 Highway 90 in Milton.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, the Blind Mullets take the stage. They're from Perdido Key, and they play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Lenny Kravitz. It's Bands on the Beach tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now who's responsible, I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Just talking to John about this in the break a little bit, but continuing on the theme of the children's chorus, which you said you benefited from.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I had somebody text in my, you know, daughter, I think it was in the children's chorus for 10 years, loved every minute of it, right?
Right.
One of our sons was in, Sage was the one who did acting, and he was in the little theater, you know, for a little while and did a couple of plays. I actually asked him last time, do you want to do that? And he's like, it's so much time. I'm like, yeah, but it's so valuable. Anyway.
And, you know, music growing up, I was always in chorus or playing in band, but when I went to Ole Miss, I got a scholarship, full ride, to be in the men's chorus.
Oh, okay.
So music, even from a little child.
Paid off, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I was one of the things I think about is I think we tend to think of activities that students do as like resume builders to prove that they're go-getters or doers. Student activities a lot more are evidence that they have been cultivated and developed as human beings beyond just academics, because that's what those things provide to you. It's not just that they're doers, it's that they've been grown in these environments and gotten experience and soft skills and all that stuff. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The vice presidential candidates will be in the spotlight tonight. There will be no audience when Democrat Tim Walz and Republican J.D. Vance take to the debate stage beginning at 9 Eastern. 8 Central, and CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell and Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan will be the moderators tonight. A settlement's been reached in a lawsuit against the U.S. Justice Department. Nearly three dozen female FBI trainees filed a class action lawsuit in 2019 claiming they were forced out of the FBI's training academy due to their gender. The settlement came out to over $22 million. And Otis Redding, getting a star now on the Hollywood Walk of Fame posthumously. He died in 1967. He'll receive that star on Friday morning.
I know we've been talking, you know, a little bit about Pete Rose passing away, but Dikembe Mutombo also passed away at the age of 58. You know, the man most famous for waggling that finger. and he was entitled to waggle it.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Striking workers on the picket lines at ports on the East and Gulf Coast.
Right now, everything is off the table. Nobody's talking right now.
Harold Daggett, president of the International Longshoremen's Association, Fox's Lydia Hu, at Port Elizabeth in New Jersey with more on the offer from employers.
To increase wages by 50%, triple the employer contributions to employee benefits, and keep the current protections on automation for the workers.
It was rejected by the union. President Biden will visit devastated communities in North Carolina tomorrow. Zach Dasher lives in Swannanoa, just outside of Asheville.
Our little town here has just been absolutely decimated.
He spoke to Fox and Friends earlier. At least two injured when rockets are fired into central Israel from a civilian area in Lebanon, that from the Israeli military. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies, and it is 71 degrees across the area. Well, it's October now. That means it is the last month to catch the Blue Angels performing a practice air show here above our Pensacola skies. They don't have any practice shows scheduled until mid-month, though. October 16th will be the first one when they return from San Francisco. Also, practice shows scheduled on the 22nd and the 23rd. Both the 16th and the 23rd are autograph days at the National Naval Air Museum. On the practice days, NAS Pensacola gates open at 9. Practices begin at 10:30. The Angels wrap up their air show season alongside the Air Force Thunderbirds at the Homecoming Air Show November 1st and November 2nd. Well, we are still watching that low-pressure system in the Caribbean, Channel 3's Alan Strom.
There is a weak, unorganized area of low pressure over the Caribbean Sea that could further develop. It also could shift up over the Gulf of Mexico.
And yesterday, the National Hurricane Center lowering the chance of formation over the next week from 50 to 40%. Forecasters say if anything does develop, it would likely be late this week or possibly over the weekend. Now, today, the new state law banning public camping goes into effect. That prohibits anybody from sleeping on public property all across the state of Florida and requires local governments to enforce that law or risk being held liable. That would allow for the creation of designated homeless camps with security and access to restrooms, running water, access to mental health services. But as of yet, at least, no such camp is being planned here in our area. A Pensacola man's been sentenced to 22 years in federal prison after drug and firearm charges. 42-year-old Willie Frank Gordon was sentenced recently after a previous conviction on federal charges of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine and cocaine, possession of a firearm in furtherance of a drug-related crime, and possession of a firearm by a felon, as well as a federal supervised release violation. There's been a lot of fatal accidents involving motorcycles in our area recently. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says it's a big problem, and he says there's multiple reasons for it.
So, number one, people have to pay attention, and as you know, they don't. A lot of people are out here texting and driving and, you know, doing everything but paying attention. I pulled over a lady for putting on makeup, driving down the road with the sun visor down, looking in the mirror, putting on makeup. I mean, you can't make stuff up. So if they're not paying attention and don't see cars, they're definitely not going to see a motorcycle. Because, you know, obviously they're harder to see.
Johnson also says motorcycle riders need to pay closer attention and make sure they're obeying all traffic laws. He says he often sees motorcyclists riding at excessive speeds. And sometimes he said they even run from police because of their fast sport bikes. Well, recovery from Hurricane Helene and the storm's aftermath could take years in some parts of the southeast, especially in western North Carolina around Asheville. The death toll there tripled yesterday to at least 40, and all across the southeast, Over 130 deaths have been reported in the days since Helene made landfall in Florida. It is 735, News Radio, 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. The registration deadline for the November 5th general election is October 7th. New registrations need completion and received or postmarked by this date. You can visit votesantarosa.gov. Just one accident to, now we just had another one pop up. Dog Track Road and Blue Angel Parkway. Also another one on Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road. Starting to see some delays on I-10 eastbound. Maybe about 10-15 minute delays as you're going from Pine Forest through the construction zone through Highway 29. Also just Highway 29 south of 9 Mile. Starting to see some delays just due to congestion right there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Plenty of sunshine today with just a few passing clouds, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Keeping that sunny weather around for your Wednesday, high near 89 degrees. Low Wednesday night near 69 degrees. For Thursday, rain chances increase with a 50% chance of rain, high near 85. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 71 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies in Pensacola. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Charles Schwab CEO Walt Bettinger is retiring from his role at the end of the year after 16 years leading the brokerage firm. The company just made the announcement. President Rick Worster will be his replacement. J.D. Power released its annual 2024 North America Airport Satisfaction Study, ranking the mega airports across North America. The study measured overall passenger satisfaction in various areas, including airport staff, terminal facilities, and more. At the top of the list, Minneapolis-St. Paul International. Amazon has won a partial dismissal of a Federal Trade Commission lawsuit accusing it of maintaining illegal monopolies, though the details of the ruling were not immediately available. The FTC has accused the online retailer of using anti-competitive tactics to maintain dominance among online superstores and marketplaces. Futures are mixed to kick off the new quarter. That's Your Money Now.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, flavors that force the South Dinner at Jackson's, holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. That's all tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
I believe that Youth Left Behind is a grassroots organization, and we have the support of the community that believes in us. And we're not just interested in being a nonprofit. We're committed. We serve on days that's not funded by ECT. We partnership with the Sheriff Department, and we take children and enroll them in the Blazer Academy. 4 to 5 of our kids, every time they have the Blazer Academy, they're enrolled in there. And then they get to come back to the group and nominate another kid to go on a Blazer Academy for the next time.
Man, I heard this is not – I had not known who Hassan Hills was before, but you know, he was talking about the Blazer Academy and a program that he runs called Youth Left Behind. They get referrals from the Department of Juvenile Justice. He says that they've got 15 referrals right now they're working with, and they've had zero recidivism. That is – I mean, God, if you get half, you're doing something amazing. But I also wanted to talk with Sheriff Chip Simmons about it because he mentioned you guys with your Blazer Academy. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
And as I understand it, you you know Mr. Hills?
I have known Mr. Hills since he and I were both young men.
What is the nature of your relationship?
Well, and the reason I'll bring it up again is because some may have forgotten, and we talk about it at the Blazer Academy. He is one of my favorite people. He comes to the Blazer Academy, brings the kids that he's talking about, and on one of the days, he and I get up there and we talk about his specific cautionary tale. And back in the day, a much younger Chip Simmons was a narcotics officer, and a much younger Hassan Hills was not. And and so we had interactions together, you know, and he was arrested a couple times, and I was the arresting officer in Hassan Hills. So
you arrested him?
Yes. Ultimately, wow. We ended up, the task force that I was involved in ended up charging him federally, and he went to prison for life. Not just he, but he and his wife were sentenced to life in prison.
Wow.
For the drug trafficking right here in our community.
How long ago was this? Like 90s?
I was still 2000s? A police officer, so this would have been the 90s.
Yeah, okay. 90s. All right.
And then, so fast forward, I'm the sheriff, and I get a message on my desk that says, call Hassan Hills at this number, please. And I'm thinking it's impossible because Hassan Hills is doing life in prison.
Yeah, he's forever behind bars.
Well, his prison sentence, him and his wife both, their prison sentences were commuted. So he's out of prison, and I agree to meet with him. And now he's making amends. He is doing great things for our community. He has a heart for our community. He has a drive. We've met several times. I have our Law Enforcement Trust Fund has sponsored one of the earliest sponsors for his programs, and again, he'll be there tonight. We have our Blazer Academy graduation tonight, so he'll be there with the kids that he brings with him, and that is the epitome of the programs that I believe, mm-hmm. just my opinion, that the Children's Trust should do, because he is hitting it where it needs to be hit. That is in his
right
heart
before
is in it.
or right in the vicinity, right with juvenile justice. So right
and
in the teenage,
a little bit older
in the
kids
teenagers,
sometimes than I got, yeah,
where they're right on the cusp of being lost forever. Or
absolutely.
Being rescued,
and sometimes they've already made some mistakes in the programs that he gives and provides.
Sure.
So, and then some of those kids he brings to the Blazer Academy, you know, not necessarily a spotless record, but they're the ones that, in his words, you know, may have been left behind, and there's something that they need. So we work together. The Blazer Academy, he sends us, you know, so some of the kids that are in his program. And we reserve spots specifically for Hassan to bring those kids
great.
Into the Blazer Academy. So, and this is kind of what I'm talking about, where all these programs hopefully can all get going in the same direction. We don't have to work together. We don't have to be in the same room every time, but we can work collaboratively and all in the same direction. And, you know, we talk about what we can do to, you know, for the crime and all that stuff. And a lot of it is we need mentorship. We need programs like the Blazer Academy, like Youth Left Behind, and I heard on the way coming in here the Children's Course. Those are programs I think that you know that can provide that mentorship to our children.
And he made a really interesting point. I haven't had a chance to play these clips. I will later because I think it's so interesting what he's doing and important. He made the comment. He said, "If we give kids a 12-week program, we're just hurting them. They need so much more. They need wraparound, continuous." Support. I mean, you can't teach somebody the kinds of skills and fix the kinds of challenges that they've had in one short course. You can make a big difference, yeah. But, you know, it's like you're teaching them all the good stuff and then throwing them right back in the same spot again.
Yeah, and that's why we're looking at doing like a refresher or alumni type Blazer Academy program.
Oh, great,
program
yeah.
Ourselves, for those who have gone through our program that come back in, let's have an advanced class. Let's go a little bit farther than that. In fact, we're going to look into doing that next year. This will be tonight is a graduation for our men's class.
This is sixth, seventh, how many?
This is sixth
for the boys, and you've had two for the girls?
We've had three for the
girls. Okay. And each class is how many?
Somewhere around 50, but we try to settle in about 25.
Wow.
And they fill up pretty quick.
We're talking quicker than the female on the verge of 200 kids-ish
Something like that.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Good news for today is I don't want to say it out loud too much, but we haven't had too many big high-profile.
You can't whisper on a radio.
I guess you can't.
You can't.
A lot of people hear it, even if I do.
There's no secrets,
so
Andrew.
Yeah, fair enough. I did have a question for you on a lot of different subjects. I had a question for you about one is cops. Mm-hmm. Got a question for when are you going to do cops again? Are you going to do cops again? Even though it's not on broadcast TV, it's still out there. And
right. Yes, we are. We've been talking to them. We should have them in here in a couple of months, probably. They'll start filming, and so you'll see. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office, your Escambia County Sheriff's Office, back on cops here shortly, because my thought is we don't have anything to hide. And look, we got cameras all over our cars and our deputies anyways. And let's show the people what we're doing at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
What about, what's the other one, Live PD?
Is on Patrol Live.
On Patrol Live.
We haven't really been involved in them.
Okay.
I don't know why they haven't called us, but
okay.
Cops. I think they realize that cops is all over the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and we have plenty for them to do.
7:46 here on News Radio 92.3, talking to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents that are going to cause you any delays right now. I-10 eastbound flowing from Pine Forest to Highway 29 through that construction zone has just seen some congestion delays of about 20 minutes, so prepare for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You got sheriff's deputies coming back from deployment to Madison County, right? You guys were with the EMS from Escambia and Santa Rosa in Madison County. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. We left on Friday, a week ago, I guess. And so when we went over there to kind of help wherever they needed it. And most of Madison County is rural.
Okay.
So there was a lot of you can't respond to calls because there's trees over the road. You can't get power companies in there because there's trees all over the road. So what we do is when we deploy is we do whatever is necessary. We mm-hmm. do whatever can help them to get back on their feet as quick as they possibly can. So, we have been deployed over there, been working with some folks from Okaloosa County, but obviously our Escambia County EMS, Emergency Management and EMS, I guess.
Right.
And then we also have been working with St. John's County. I've been talking to Sheriff Hardwick over there, and we've been kind of, giving them what they don't have, and they give us what we don't have. So, and that's how we do it. We coordinate. So we will be demobilizing or returning home probably late this afternoon or evening because, we've done what they needed us to do, and now they're back on their feet enough to where they can go ahead and take care of things on their own. Plus, there's so many agencies around there, so many small communities and mid-sized sheriff's offices that have been, it's like if something happened in Okaloosa or Santa Rosa County, we can easily bring our deputies over there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need people from South Florida or, from Pensacola.
Gotcha. BYOC, bring your own chainsaw?
We brought over everything.
And your Bobcats. And your
Bobcats and right. sleeping quarters and everything.
Same device that tears down a drug house in Escambia County can be used to move a tree off the road in Madison County.
Well, we're still tearing down houses here. So, I said tearing down houses. We're still kicking indoors.
Kicking indoors here, right?
Yeah.
35? Is that the number I saw earlier?
Yeah, that was the number back then. So, I keep talking about our guys are doing a fit jam up job with
drug houses, by the way.
Drug houses. Yeah. One. I mentioned it, and I guess they quoted me as saying, "Wait, one kick at a time. Door kick at a time. We knock first, just so we're clear. We knock.
There
first.
Is the law.
We give people an opportunity to answer the door. Before we kick it in.
I love that. Enforcement of laws, obviously it's October 1st, so it is the first day of the new anti-camping ordinance put in by the state. The county, by my assessment, has taken zero action to either provide a legislative framework or to even think about providing a camp of some kind that's allowed by statute but not required by statute. They can't get sued until January, so there's no action.
Right.
There's no consequence for failure to act until then, but you guys have kind of been stuck out in the front of the storm with no protection here because, to me, you'd be the agency to move people illegally camping. But then what? And are you going to be required to do that? And so what's your agency doing today, if anything?
We have been meeting with for months now. We have kind of had an eye towards October.
Yeah.
Thinking that the county may call us and say, hey, we have people on the right of way. Can you help remove them per state law? So we're prepared for that. We're ready, certainly willing to do what needs to be done. But we haven't had, and we've had some conversations with the county about some specific places, but we have not been requested to remove anyone from the right of way as of
yet. At least not yet. Okay.
We are waiting, and we're willing to do that if the county would give us a call.
On that note, the law that prohibits people standing in a median that is less than 6 feet wide in Escambia mm-hmm. County, quite a bit different from the city code of not allowed to engage in the activity with the cars, but that's the way the county went. I've seen your deputies, you know, I think it was in 29, I saw them out with somebody in the median.
Right.
But how has that enforcement been going? I personally worried that one of the problems with that law was the way it was worded. So, for example, like the off-ramp to Davis from I-10,
right.
That is too big. You can't enforce there.
Yes, I just drove by there. There's an individual
there's always somebody there.
Panhandling there, but
it's
larger
too large.
Than the ordinance says. And the ordinance itself says you have to wait 2-3 light cycles and you know all this mess. But anyways, that's
how is enforcement of that going?
It's going fine. Our deputies are aware of the ordinance and as time permits, they will stop and let people know and give them the warning that they need. And
is it adequate? Is that law adequate to in your opinion to curbing this problem?
I think that law is actually going to be more or less antiquated once the new state statute starts to get enforced. Because once you can't camp or sleep on public right of ways, then I think that ultimately there will be some that's some remedy for some of the situation that we have,
okay.
which is with regards to the sheer mess that's on our sidewalks and the defecation on the sidewalks and all that sort of thing. I think that there's going to be some resolution here shortly.
We always kind of like to end on a good note, and this is actually a really good one. If people want to find you today, they can find you. Or tomorrow. Today,
well, they can always find you.
They can always find you, right.
Yeah.
But today you're going to be eating good at Bubba's 33?
Well, yeah. I always eat pretty good. just so we're clear. We will have Bubba's 33 has agreed to have what we call dining with deputies. So 10% of the proceeds for lunch and dinner today will go towards the Sheriff's Foundation. So we will be there. I'll be there for lunch. As I said earlier, I can't be there for dinner because we have the Blazer Academy graduation, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we will certainly be there for lunch. And then we have coffee with a cop on Wednesday morning.
Okay,
well.
Where's that at?
That's at Kia.
Oh, okay.
Sport on 29.
Just one question. It's a weird question, but are you guys configured that if people want to give to the foundation while they're at Bubba's, they want to buy their meal and 10% goes, but they just want to make a donation? Are you set up to be able to receive that somehow?
Yeah. We have some literature that's there at Bubba's, okay. And there's a QR code that people can do that.
Very good.
Or they can just eat and then know that 10% of that.
The more they eat, the more you get.
Foundation. And again, the foundation supports the Blazer Academy.
Yep.
The foundation supports a lot of our movie nights,
mm-hmm.
and it supports the men and women, the well-being of the men and women of the sheriff's office.
I did say last thing, but this is actually the last thing. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with Sheriff Johnson. We've had a lot of motorcycle accidents here lately, and you know, we'd had the question of, is it legal to drive in between the cars, and some uncertainty about that, and people want to know. But just in general, you know, your voice of authority, people will pay attention to you. Anything you can tell either drivers or motorcycle riders, you know, who are both responsible,
right,
for the safety, you know, on the roads. But any thoughts about the sort of large number of crashes and fatalities we seem to have had here lately?
Yeah, I've thought the same thing. I was thinking, man, we've had a lot of these. And at one point we had two motorcyclists and a car driver killed or seriously injured. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's both ways. So I think that as a motorcyclist, you have to understand your vulnerabilities. And you got a lot of power under you. You don't have mm-hmm. to use it all the time, and you need to be aware of that. And you also have to understand that people may not see you. But obviously you're a motorist in our county or on a roadway, you need to understand that people might, whether it's a bicycle, whether it's an individual walking across the street, you need to be very aware and use those safe driver techniques so that you don't get injured. As an individual that found myself on the bad end of a motorcycle versus a car crash years ago, this is near and dear to my heart, and so I would encourage everyone to pay attention to those motorcyclists when you're changing lanes, when you're pulling out. A lot of it is speed related, mm-hmm. or a traffic signal or a stop sign violation. So if we can stop that, if we can pay more attention to those sorts of things and stop with this distracted driving business, mm-hmm. then I think it'll go a long way towards motorcycle safety and driver safety.
I know sometimes people will say, well, that motorcycle is small, fast, and hard to see. Yeah, but people run into school buses.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure you can blame it all on
a week
small,
ago,
fast,
ran
and hard
to our
see.
Building.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Right. It's, you know, so there may be other issues as well.
I talk a lot about personal responsibility.
It's a lot of,
and
a
I
lot
think
of
that
it.
That goes towards, you know, motorcycles, and it goes towards people that are in pickup trucks or whatever kind of cars you're driving.
Absolutely. Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff. Chip Simmons, sir, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you're doing to, you know, reach the community, Blazer Academy, all that kind of stuff. I appreciate it. And, you know, meet people at the Bubba's 33 or coffee, wherever. You're always everywhere, so I appreciate that. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:55 News. You can leave my mic on.
I'm trying.
7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
Let's see here. No accidents that are going to block your way right now. Dog Track Road and Blue Angel, that is off to the side of the road. But if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, through that construction zone, you're going to see some major delays there, about 20 to 30 minute delay associated with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
A word.
Missed it by that much.
I see black and white and silks flowing in the wind, and a woman dancing on the beach with giant, oddly shaped objects, and a dude. Because I was raised in the 80s and the 90s. 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Am I wrong, John? See the same thing?
Yes. I can see it in my head.
Back when you could watch videos on TV. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Show's like a dance party this morning.
We're having fun. That's right.
Well, the vice presidential candidates will be in the spotlight tonight. Of course, no audience. Democrat Tim Walz, Republican J.D. Vance take to the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. CBS News anchor Nora O'Donnell and Face the Nation host Margaret Brennan will be the moderators. And dock workers are on strike today. They're asking for more pay, protections against automation. Analysts say this disruption could cost the economy billions of dollars per day.
J.D. Vance sort of says that he doesn't think he needs to prepare for Tim Walz's debate. And then he does prepare, thank goodness. You should always prepare. You should always prepare. I think your boss didn't prepare enough for the last debate. You're